Welcome to our scary stories, where each episode uncovers the spine-tingling tales that lurk in the shadows. I'm your guide through the unexplained and the unnerving. Tonight, we delve into a tale that will chill your bones and echo in your thoughts long after you've heard it. So dim the lights, settle in, and prepare to embark on a journey where the whispers of the past reveal secrets best left buried. This is Whispers from Beyond. In the heart of a small, sleepy town, where the days stretched long and the nights whispered secrets, there lay an ancient graveyard. It was a place where shadows clung to the crooked tombstones like weary spirits, and the moonlight painted the crumbling statues in hues of melancholy silver. Jordan, a teenager with eyes as deep as the twilight sky, wandered through this graveyard. His heart, heavy with the loss of his friend Tyler, beat in rhythm with the rustling leaves underfoot. The air was crisp, carrying the faint scent of earth and aged stone, a smell that clung to the back of his throat and filled him with a somber nostalgia. As he meandered among the graves, his sneakers scuffing the gravel path, Jordan's thoughts were a tangled mess of memories and unanswered questions. Tyler had been more than a friend, he was a confidant, a brother in arms against the mundane trials of high school life. His untimely departure had left a void in Jordan's world, a void that echoed with silent screams and unshed tears. The moon, a slender crescent in the star-speckled sky, cast a ghostly glow over the headstones, each etched with names and dates, whispers of lives long past. Jordan's gaze fell upon Tyler's grave. It was a simple stone, unadorned yet dignified, standing watch over the remains of a life taken too soon. As the clock tower in the distance struck midnight, a chill wind stirred the air, and with it came a sound that made Jordan's skin prickle with unease. It was a whisper, soft and insidious, slithering through the air like a serpent seeking warmth. Jordan, a voice, barely a breath, seemed to emanate from the very earth beneath his feet. Jordan's heart skipped a beat. His eyes darted around the shadowed graves, searching for a source, a rational explanation. But the graveyard lay still, undisturbed except for the sway of ancient trees. He knelt beside Tyler's grave, his fingers tracing the cold, rough stone. A whisper came again, clearer this time, imbued with a familiarity that twisted his insides. "Why did you leave me, Jordan?" The voice was unmistakably Tyler's. Jordan's breath caught in his throat. His mind raced with disbelief and a creeping dread. Was it grief playing tricks on him, or was his friend reaching out from beyond the veil of death? As the whispers continued, weaving around him like threads of mist, Jordan felt a growing obsession taking root. He needed answers, needed to understand. The whispers, eerie as they were, offered a connection to Tyler, a lifeline to the past he so desperately missed. But with each whispered word, the air grew colder, the shadows darker. Jordan's heart pounded in his chest, a drumbeat of fear and fascination. He stood there, alone in the graveyard, until the first light of dawn began to chase away the shadows. As he left the hallowed ground, a sense of foreboding settled in his bones. The whispers had ceased, but their echo lingered in his mind, an unsettling melody that promised this was only the beginning. Jordan walked home under the pale light of dawn, the world around him awakening, oblivious to the shadows that now clung to his soul. The whispers from the grave had spoken, and their words would haunt him, guiding him down a path shrouded in mystery and darkness. In the days following his eerie encounter at the graveyard, Jordan found himself drawn back to that solemn place with an unshakable compulsion. The whispers had planted a seed of curiosity that now bloomed into an obsession. He needed to understand, to uncover the truth hidden in those haunting murmurs. The autumn air was crisp as Jordan treaded the familiar path to the graveyard. Leaves, painted in shades of amber and scarlet, rustled underfoot, creating a hushed symphony that accompanied his solitary journey. The sky, a canvas of deepening blue, watched over him with a silent, knowing gaze. As he reached Tyler's grave, the whispers returned, floating on the wind like tendrils of mist. They were more coherent now, forming sentences that tugged at the edges of Jordan's consciousness. "Look deeper, Jordan. The truth lies buried." The voice, Tyler's voice, was a soft echo that resonated with an eerie clarity. Jordan's heart raced as he scanned the graveyard, its tombstones standing like silent sentinels guarding their secrets. Determined to unravel the mystery, Jordan began researching the town's history, delving into old archives and forgotten records. He discovered tales of strange occurrences and unexplained happenings linked to the graveyard. Stories of ghostly apparitions, sudden chills, and voices in the wind. The more he learned, the more he realized that the graveyard was a nexus of unanswered questions and hidden truths. But Jordan's quest for answers came at a cost. His friends, noticing his growing preoccupation with the graveyard, began to distance themselves. Conversations dwindled, invitations ceased, and soon Jordan found himself more alone than ever. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and purple, Jordan sat among the graves, his eyes poring over an old map of the town. He traced the lines and markings, seeking connections, clues to the graveyard's mysteries. It was then that he heard a new whisper, a different voice, older and more authoritative. "Uncover the past, young seeker, and reveal the sins long buried." A voice sent shivers down Jordan's spine. It spoke of dark secrets, of a history tainted with wrongdoing and regret. Jordan felt a mix of fear and excitement. There was something here, something more than just the echoes of the departed. It was a puzzle that spanned decades, perhaps even centuries. As night enveloped the town, Jordan sat in the graveyard, his mind a whirlpool of thoughts and theories. The air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves, a smell that seemed to seep into his very bones. The whispers continued, each voice adding a piece to the enigmatic puzzle. They spoke of lost loves, hidden crimes, and untold stories, each revelation adding to Jordan's growing sense of unease and determination. He knew he was on the brink of something profound, a revelation that would unearth the buried secrets of the dead. But with each passing day, the whispers grew louder, more insistent, and Jordan felt himself sinking deeper into their shadowy embrace. The graveyard, with its weathered stones and silent tombs, had become a place of spectral revelations and haunting truths. And Jordan, once a mere visitor to its hallowed grounds, was now its most devoted acolyte, a seeker of the secrets that lay whispered among the dead. The chill of the autumn evening seemed to seep into Jordan's bones as he delved deeper into the mysteries of the graveyard. The once familiar streets of the town now carried an air of secrecy, as if the very buildings whispered tales of forgotten yore. Each visit to the graveyard unveiled layers of history, each more unsettling than the last. One evening, under the somber glow of the moon, Jordan stumbled upon a series of old newspaper clippings. They spoke of unexplained deaths, each mysteriously linked to the graveyard. Dates and names blurred together, but the pattern was undeniable, a sinister thread woven through the years. As Jordan traced the timeline of these deaths, a sense of foreboding grew within him. The victims were diverse in age and background, yet each shared a final resting place within the confines of the graveyard. The articles hinted at accidents, sudden illnesses, even a few cases deemed suicides, but Jordan sensed a darker narrative lurking beneath the surface. This revelation was accompanied by a shift in the atmosphere of the graveyard. The whispers that had once been mere echoes now took on a more tangible presence. Shadows seemed to stretch and twist, forming shapes that defied the natural laws of light and darkness. One night, as the moon shrouded itself behind clouds, casting the graveyard into an abyss of darkness, Jordan saw them, ghostly figures, ephemeral and fleeting. They flickered at the edge of his vision, dancing between the headstones like lost souls. Their forms were indistinct, yet their presence was unmistakable. Jordan's heart raced as he tried to focus on these apparitions. Were they merely figments of his overactive imagination, or were they truly the spirits of the departed? The air grew colder around him, and a thin mist began to curl around his feet, as if the graveyard itself was breathing. The whispers intensified, swirling around him in a chorus of despair and anger. They spoke of betrayal, of untimely ends, and unavenged wrongs. Each voice seemed to claw at Jordan's mind, demanding attention, acknowledgement. As the nights grew longer and the days shorter, Jordan found himself increasingly drawn to the graveyard. School, friends, the routine of daily life, all faded into the background. His thoughts were consumed by the voices of the dead and the secrets they yearned to share. The town, too, seemed to change around him. People walked with hurried steps, their eyes downcast, as if afraid to acknowledge the shadow that hung over their community. Conversations ceased when he approached, replaced by wary glances and hushed tones. Jordan felt like a stranger in his own home, an outsider marked by his connection to the graveyard. But it was the whispers that held him captive. They spoke of a darkness that lay at the heart of the town, a hidden truth that bound the living and the dead. Each visit to the graveyard peeled back another layer of mystery, drawing Jordan closer to an understanding he both feared and craved. As he wandered among the tombstones, the ghostly figures grew more distinct, their silent pleas more urgent. Jordan knew he was approaching a precipice, a point of no return where the secrets of the dead would reveal a reality far more terrifying than any ghost story. The graveyard, with its ancient stones and whispered secrets, had become a realm of the unearthly, a place where the veil between life and death was thin and frayed. And Jordan, once a mere mourner of a lost friend, was now the keeper of its darkest truths. The chill of the autumn evening seemed to seep into Jordan's bones as he delved deeper into the mysteries of the graveyard. The once familiar streets of the town now carried an air of secrecy, as if the very buildings whispered tales of forgotten yore. Each visit to the graveyard unveiled layers of history, each more unsettling than the last. One evening, under the somber glow of the moon, Jordan stumbled upon a series of old newspaper clippings. They spoke of unexplained deaths, each mysteriously linked to the graveyard. Dates and names blurred together, but the pattern was undeniable, a sinister thread woven through the years. As Jordan traced the timeline of these deaths, a sense of foreboding grew within him. The victims were diverse in age and background, yet each shared a final resting place within the confines of the graveyard. The articles hinted at accidents, sudden illnesses, even a few cases deemed suicides, but Jordan sensed a darker narrative lurking beneath the surface. This revelation was accompanied by a shift in the atmosphere of the graveyard. The whispers that had once been mere echoes now took on a more tangible presence. Shadows seemed to stretch and twist, forming shapes that defied the natural laws of light and darkness. One night, as the moon shrouded itself behind clouds, casting the graveyard into an abyss of darkness, Jordan saw them, ghostly figures, ephemeral and fleeting. They flickered at the edge of his vision, dancing between the headstones like lost souls. Their forms were indistinct, yet their presence was unmistakable. Jordan's heart raced as he tried to focus on these apparitions. Were they merely figments of his overactive imagination, or were they truly the spirits of the departed? The air grew colder around him, and a thin mist began to curl around his feet, as if the graveyard itself was breathing. The whispers intensified, swirling around him in a chorus of despair and anger. They spoke of betrayal, of untimely ends, and unavenged wrongs. Each voice seemed to claw at Jordan's mind, demanding attention, acknowledgement. As the nights grew longer and the days shorter, Jordan found himself increasingly drawn to the graveyard. School, friends, the routine of daily life, all faded into the background. His thoughts were consumed by the voices of the dead and the secrets they yearned to share. The town, too, seemed to change around him. People walked with hurried steps, their eyes downcast, as if afraid to acknowledge the shadow that hung over their community. Conversations ceased when he approached, replaced by wary glances and hushed tones. Jordan felt like a stranger in his own home, an outsider marked by his connection to the graveyard. But it was the whispers that held him captive. They spoke of a darkness that lay at the heart of the town, a hidden truth that bound the living and the dead. Each visit to the graveyard peeled back another layer of mystery, drawing Jordan closer to an understanding he both feared and craved. As he wandered among the tombstones, the ghostly figures grew more distinct, their silent pleas more urgent. Jordan knew he was approaching a precipice, a point of no return where the secrets of the dead would reveal a reality far more terrifying than any ghost story. The graveyard, with its ancient stones and whispered secrets, had become a realm of the unearthly, a place where the veil between life and death was thin and frayed. And Jordan, once a mere mourner of a lost friend, was now the keeper of its darkest truths. The frost-laden winds of late autumn swirled through the desolate streets of the town, carrying whispers of forgotten lore. Jordan, with each step closer to unraveling the enigma of the graveyard, felt as if he was peeling back the layers of time, uncovering truths that were meant to remain hidden. His quest led him to the heart of the town's archives, a dusty, neglected room in the back of the local library. There, amidst piles of aging documents and musty books, Jordan discovered the account of a tragic event, long erased from the collective memory of the townsfolk. It was a tale of sorrow and despair. Many decades ago, a great fire had ravaged the town, claiming numerous lives. Those who perished were laid to rest in the graveyard, their deaths mourned but quickly forgotten in the struggle to rebuild. But the account hinted at something more, a curse, whispered in hushed tones, born from the ashes of the tragedy. This revelation shed a new light on the whispers that haunted Jordan. The graveyard was no mere resting place. It was a nexus of unresolved grief and unquenched anger. The spirits that lingered were not just echoes. They were remnants of lives cut short, souls tethered to the place of their untimely demise. As Jordan delved deeper into this dark chapter of the town's history, the encounters with the spirits grew more vivid. They appeared to him not just as fleeting shadows, but as figures etched with the agony of their final moments. Each spirit that Jordan encountered bore the marks of their demise, charred clothing, ashen skin, eyes reflecting an eternal flame. The voices of these tormented souls filled Jordan's ears, each one recounting the horror of their last hours. They spoke of suffocating smoke, searing flames, and the unbearable heat that consumed their flesh. Their stories painted a vivid portrait of the catastrophe, a tableau of human suffering and despair. With each visit to the graveyard, Jordan felt the weight of these revelations bearing down upon him. The boundary between the living and the dead blurred, leaving him adrift in a sea of sorrow. The air around him grew thick with the scent of smoke and charred wood, a constant reminder of the tragedy that had befallen the town. Jordan's nights were plagued by nightmares, visions of fire, and destruction that left him gasping for breath. His days were a haze, the haunting stories of the spirits echoing in his mind, leaving little room for the mundane concerns of everyday life. The townspeople, noticing his frequent visits to the graveyard and his increasingly distant demeanor, began to regard him with a mix of curiosity and apprehension. Whispers followed him as he walked the streets, the same streets that once felt familiar now seemed alien and hostile. But it was the spirits that held Jordan in their grip. Their pleas for closure, for acknowledgement of their suffering, resonated with his own sense of loss. He knew he could not turn away from their haunting laments, for in their stories lay the key to understanding the curse that bound them to the graveyard. As winter approached, bringing with it the promise of snow and ice, Jordan stood among the tombstones, a lone figure amidst a choir of lost souls. The graveyard, once a place of quiet reflection, had become a realm of restless spirits and buried secrets, a place where the past refused to be forgotten. The winter's frost had laid its icy fingers across the town, cloaking it in a shroud of cold and silence. The once vibrant autumn leaves now lay withered under a blanket of snow, their colors faded like distant memories. Jordan, with each passing day, found himself more entwined in the graveyard's chilling embrace. As he trudged through the snow-laden paths of the graveyard, his footsteps muffled, Jordan couldn't help but feel the curse's presence hovering in the air. The tragedy that had struck the town decades ago had left more than just physical scars. It had imprinted a dark stain upon the land, a curse that time had failed to erase. The whispers that once guided Jordan now screamed in his ears, a relentless cacophony of pain and rage. They swirled around him, a tempest of voices that drowned out all else. The spirits, once mere shadows at the corner of his vision, now appeared with alarming clarity, their ghastly figures illuminated by the moonlight that filtered through the barren trees. Each spirit that approached Jordan bore a tale more harrowing than the last. They spoke of betrayal and injustice, of a curse born from the ashes of the fire, and fueled by the town's collective guilt. They whispered of a malevolent force that had taken root in the graveyard, feeding off the misery and sorrow that lingered there. Jordan's nights were consumed by research, poring over ancient texts and forgotten lore in search of a way to break the curse. He delved into the arcane and the occult, his mind a whirlpool of esoteric symbols and cryptic incantations. But the deeper he delved, the more elusive the truth became. His once logical mind began to fray at the edges, the constant barrage of whispers eroding his grasp on reality. The line between the living and the dead blurred, leaving Jordan trapped in a liminal space where neither fully belonged. The townspeople, once merely wary of Jordan, now regarded him with outright fear. Rumors swirled through the town, painting him as a harbinger of doom, a catalyst for the graveyard's malevolent presence. Jordan found himself shunned, his presence an unwelcome reminder of the town's dark past. Yet, despite the isolation and the growing terror that gripped him, Jordan could not turn away from the curse that bound him to the graveyard. It was a puzzle that demanded to be solved, a riddle whose answer lay buried beneath layers of history and horror. The graveyard itself seemed to respond to Jordan's quest, its atmosphere growing more oppressive with each visit. The tombstones leaned at odd angles, as if warped by the weight of the curse, and the bare branches of the trees clawed at the sky like desperate hands. Jordan wandered among the graves, his footsteps echoing in the stillness, his breath a cloud of mist in the frigid air. The voices of the dead followed him, a haunting chorus that filled the night with their anguished cries. As the moon cast its pallid light over the snow-covered graveyard, Jordan stood alone, a figure consumed by his quest, teetering on the brink of madness. The whispers, once a source of guidance, now seemed to mock him, their secrets just beyond his reach. In the heart of the graveyard, where the shadows ran deepest, Jordan felt the curse's icy grip tightening, a noose of spectral terror that threatened to strangle the last vestiges of his sanity. The night was draped in an impenetrable darkness, the kind that seemed to swallow sound and light whole. Jordan, armed with little more than a flickering lantern and a resolve forged in the fires of his obsession, ventured into the graveyard. The air was bitingly cold, each breath he exhaled turning into a ghostly vapor that danced away into the night. As he passed through the iron gates, the whispers began, a soft murmur that gradually crescendoed into an overwhelming torrent of voices. The graveyard, under the cloak of night, transformed into a realm where the boundary between the living and the dead was at its thinnest. The moon, a thin sliver in the starless sky, cast an eerie glow on the snow-laden graves, creating a landscape that seemed otherworldly. Jordan's footsteps crunched on the frozen ground, the sound echoing off the tombstones like a macabre symphony. With each step, the whispers grew more intense, more insistent. They surrounded Jordan, voices of the long departed weaving a tapestry of sorrow and despair. The spirits of the graveyard, no longer mere shadows, emerged from their ethereal plane, their forms more defined, their faces etched with the anguish of their untimely demises. They spoke to Jordan, their voices a chorus of misery. They recounted tales of a catastrophic event, a mass tragedy that had claimed their lives and bound their spirits to this hallowed ground. They spoke of a fire that raged through the town, a blaze so fierce and unforgiving that it left only ashes and agony in its wake. As Jordan listened, the veil between past and present seemed to dissolve. The air grew thick with the scent of smoke, and the chill of the night was replaced by an oppressive heat. The flames of the long-extinguished fire roared to life in his mind's eye, painting a vivid picture of destruction and despair. The spirits, their voices merging into a single lament, implored Jordan to understand, to acknowledge their suffering. They reached out to him, their hands passing through the lantern's light, casting twisted shadows on the snow. Jordan, caught in the grip of this haunting revelation, felt his sense of reality begin to warp. The whispers invaded his thoughts, echoing in the recesses of his mind. The line between the living and the dead blurred, leaving him in a state of liminality, suspended between two worlds. The night stretched on, time losing its meaning as Jordan wandered through the graveyard. Each grave telling a story, each spirit reliving their final moments. The moon traversed the sky, its pale light waxing and waning as the hours slipped by. As dawn approached, the whispers began to recede, the spirits retreating back into the shadows. The air cleared, the illusion of the fire dissipating, leaving behind only the cold, hard reality of the graveyard. Jordan stood alone as the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, casting a gentle glow on the snow-covered graves. The experience of the night had left him shaken, his mind teetering on the edge of madness. The horrors of the past, once confined to the whispers of the dead, had revealed themselves in all their tragic glory, leaving an indelible mark on his soul. As he left the graveyard, the sun rising behind him, Jordan carried with him not just the burden of the spirit's stories, but a deepening sense of disconnection from the world he once knew. The whispers had ceased, but their echoes lingered, a haunting reminder of the night he had spent in the realm of the dead. The town, once a sanctuary of familiarity and comfort to Jordan, now loomed over him like a foreboding fortress, harboring secrets in its every corner. The revelations of the night had ignited a fire within him, a burning need to confront the shadows of the past and unearth the truth that the town had buried. Armed with the haunting knowledge gleaned from the whispers, Jordan sought out the town's elders, figures who held the keys to the history long concealed. A local library, with its creaking floors and shelves laden with dusty tomes, became the stage for this confrontation. He approached Mr. Hawthorne, the town's historian, a man whose life was etched into the very fabric of the community. As Jordan laid bare the accusations, the air grew heavy, the silence between them laden with unspoken truths. Mr. Hawthorne's eyes, usually a well of wisdom, now flickered with an uncharacteristic wariness. The fire. It was not just a tragedy. It was a calamity that threatened to tear our town asunder, Mr. Hawthorne finally admitted, his voice barely above a whisper. He revealed a sinister chapter in the town's history, where in the wake of the fire, a decision was made to bury its horrors, to cloak the pain and loss in a shroud of silence, for fear that the truth would consume the town in its grief and guilt. As Jordan absorbed this revelation, a sense of betrayal gnawed at him. The town he grew up in, the community he trusted, had been complicit in a conspiracy of silence, choosing oblivion over acknowledgement. But the truth, once unearthed, refused to be buried again. Jordan's quest for answers did not go unnoticed. Whispers turned to murmurs, and murmurs into open hostility. The townsfolk, who once greeted him with warm smiles, now offered nothing but cold stares and hushed conversations that ceased the moment he drew near. It wasn't long before the threats began. Anonymous notes left at his doorstep, ominous messages scrawled on fogged windows, phone calls filled with nothing but heavy breathing and the faintest hint of a whisper. The message was clear: cease your inquiries, or suffer the consequences. Yet, these threats only served to fuel Jordan's resolve. The graveyard, with its whispering spirits and hidden truths, had become more than just a focus of his grief. It was now a beacon of justice, calling out for the stories of the past to be heard and acknowledged. Jordan's nights were spent combing through archives, piecing together the fragmented history of the town and the graveyard. Each discovery shed light on the depth of the conspiracy, revealing a tapestry of lies and deception woven through the generations. As he delved deeper, the atmosphere in the town grew more oppressive. The winter chill seemed to seep into the very bones of the buildings, casting long, dark shadows that stretched across the snow-covered streets. The townspeople's glances grew sharper, their whispers more venomous, as if Jordan's presence stirred a fear that had long lain dormant. But the gravest threat lay in the unspoken warning that hung in the air, a reminder that the graveyard's curse was not just a relic of the past, but a living, breathing entity that had entwined itself with the town's fate. Jordan, standing at the precipice of truth, found himself not just an outsider in his own town, but a target of a shadowy force that sought to keep its secrets buried beneath the frozen ground. The winter night was a tapestry of darkness and silence as Jordan stood at the threshold of the graveyard. The moon, hidden behind a veil of clouds, cast a dim, haunting light over the snow-laden tombstones. Jordan's breath formed ghostly plumes in the frigid air, each exhale a testament to his growing apprehension and resolve. Tonight, he was not just a visitor, but a summoner, seeking to bridge the gap between the living and the dead. Armed with knowledge gleaned from ancient texts and whispered secrets, Jordan prepared to communicate directly with the spirits. His heart pounded in his chest, a rhythmic drumming that echoed the nervous tremors of his hands. In the heart of the graveyard, where the shadows were deepest, Jordan began the ritual. He traced symbols in the snow, each one a glyph of communication and binding, their meanings as ancient as the land itself. As he chanted the incantations, the air around him grew colder, the darkness deepening, as if the night itself was leaning in to listen. The whispers began as a faint murmur, like leaves rustling in a distant wind. But as Jordan continued, they grew in intensity, coalescing into discernible voices. The spirits of the graveyard, drawn by the ritual, emerged from their ethereal realm. They surrounded Jordan, their forms flickering like flames in a breeze, their faces etched with sorrow and longing. Jordan, standing firm in the eye of this ghostly storm, asked his questions, his voice steady but tinged with an underlying fear. The spirits responded, their voices intertwining to form a narrative of the past. They spoke of the fire, of the lives lost, and of the ritual performed by the town's elders in a desperate bid to contain the tragedy's aftermath. This ritual, they revealed, was not one of healing or closure, but of binding and suppression. It was meant to seal away the grief and pain, to lock it within the confines of the graveyard. But in doing so, it created a curse, a chain that bound the spirits to their place of death, trapping them in an endless cycle of reliving their final moments. As Jordan absorbed these revelations, a profound horror settled in his heart. The town, in its fear and desperation, had not only turned its back on the dead, but had condemned them to an eternity of suffering. The ritual, still potent, continued to exert its influence, its echoes resonating through the years. The confrontation with the spirits was a psychological maelstrom for Jordan. Each word they spoke, each story they recounted, was a weight added to the burden he already bore. The line between his quest for truth and the town's need for silence became a battleground, with Jordan caught in the middle, fighting not just for the spirits but for his own sanity. The night waned, and as the ritual concluded, the spirits began to fade, their voices diminishing into the whispers that had first drawn Jordan to this haunted place. He was left alone in the graveyard, the silence oppressive, the darkness a shroud that enveloped him. As the first light of dawn crept over the horizon, Jordan emerged from the graveyard, his mind a whirlwind of emotions and revelations. The ritual had not only unveiled the truth of the past, but had also laid bare the extent of the town's betrayal. The shadows he had summoned had revealed a sinister legacy, one that continued to cast its dark pall over the present. The winter sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows over the town as Jordan raced against time. The knowledge of the curse and its malignant grip on the graveyard and the town fueled his desperate quest. He knew that breaking the curse was not just a matter of justice for the spirits, but a necessity to prevent further harm. Jordan's days and nights merged into a blur of frantic research and preparation. He revisited the ancient texts, deciphering cryptic passages and rituals that might hold the key to lifting the curse. His once orderly world had turned into a chaotic array of papers, books, and whispered incantations. As he delved deeper, a terrifying realization dawned on him. The curse was not a passive relic of the past. It was a living entity, feeding on grief and sorrow, growing stronger with each passing day. The recent surge in unexplained accidents and incidents in the town was no coincidence. They were manifestations of the curse's increasing power. The townsfolk, already wary of Jordan's activities, grew more anxious and fearful. Accusations and rumors swirled through the town like a bitter wind, yet Jordan remained undeterred. His resolve, forged in the fires of his encounters with the spirits and the truths he had uncovered, was unbreakable. The ritual to break the curse was complex and fraught with danger. It required not just the right words and symbols, but a deep understanding of the forces at play. Jordan knew that this was more than just a battle against a supernatural force. It was a fight against the town's history, its collective denial, and the shadows that lurked in its heart. As the appointed night arrived, Jordan made his way to the graveyard. The air was thick with the anticipation of a storm, the sky a tapestry of dark clouds and flickering stars. He set up the ritual in the heart of the graveyard, where the air felt heaviest, the whispers loudest. The ritual began with Jordan chanting ancient words, his voice steady amid the rising wind. He moved with purpose, tracing symbols in the air, each one glowing with an ethereal light. The atmosphere grew charged, the wind howling like the voices of the spirits, the ground beneath him trembling with unseen forces. Midway through the ritual, Jordan felt the full force of the curse lash out. A gale erupted, threatening to sweep him off his feet, and ghostly apparitions swirled around him, their faces twisted in agony and rage. The curse, sensing its end was near, was fighting back with all its malevolent strength. In that moment, Jordan faced the ultimate decision. To complete the ritual, he needed to offer a part of himself, a sacrifice that would bind him to the graveyard and the spirits forever. It was a price he had not anticipated, a choice that weighed heavily on his soul. With the storm raging around him, Jordan made his decision. He whispered a final incantation, a pledge that echoed with the weight of his sacrifice. A blinding light enveloped the graveyard, the wind ceased, and a profound silence fell. As the light faded, Jordan found himself alone in the stillness of the graveyard. The oppressive atmosphere had lifted, the shadows receded, and for the first time in what seemed like an eternity, the graveyard felt at peace. The curse was broken, but the cost was etched in Jordan's eyes, a depth of sorrow and understanding that would remain with him forever. He had saved the town and freed the spirits, but in doing so, he had forever changed the course of his own destiny. In the wake of the ritual, the town of Jordan awoke to a morning unlike any other. The oppressive air that had once shrouded the streets was gone, replaced by a crisp clarity that seemed to breathe new life into the town. But for Jordan, the world had changed in ways that others could not perceive. As he walked through the town, his steps echoed with a solemnity that only he could understand. The townsfolk, unaware of the price Jordan had paid, greeted him with cautious smiles, their eyes reflecting a mixture of gratitude and confusion. The graveyard, once a place of whispers and shadows, now lay in silent repose, its secrets buried once more beneath the earth. But the most profound change was within Jordan himself. The ritual had bound him to the graveyard, his life forever intertwined with the spirits he had freed. He could feel their presence, a quiet companionship that lingered at the edge of his consciousness. It was then that Jordan discovered the final piece of the puzzle, a revelation that would forever alter his understanding of the curse. Hidden among his friend Tyler's possessions, he found an old journal, its pages filled with writings that spoke of the fire, the curse, and a startling confession. Tyler, in his quest to uncover the town's history, had unwittingly become a part of the curse. His investigations had stirred the dormant forces, his actions inadvertently strengthening the very curse he sought to understand. The fire, the ritual, the binding of the spirits, Tyler had known about it all, and in his final days, he had tried to stop the cycle he had helped perpetuate. This revelation struck Jordan with a mix of emotions, sorrow for his friend's unwitting role, relief that the curse was finally broken, and a profound sense of loss for the innocence both he and Tyler had once shared. The curse may have been lifted, but its echoes remained in the hearts of those it had touched. Jordan, now the guardian of the graveyard's legacy, carried the burden of its silent whispers. He became a figure of quiet strength in the town, respected yet set apart by the knowledge he possessed. As the story of Jordan and the graveyard passed into local lore, the town gradually returned to its peaceful rhythm. But for Jordan, the whispers never truly faded. In the stillness of the night, when the world lay sleeping, he could hear them, soft, distant murmurs that spoke of lives past and secrets buried deep beneath the earth. The graveyard, with its silent tombstones and serene landscape, held an enduring mystery. For in its hallowed grounds, there was a sense of something unfinished, a story that had yet to fully unfold. Jordan knew that the whispers would always be there, a reminder of the thin veil between life and death, a silent testament to the town's hidden history. And so, the story of the graveyard and its curse became a part of the town's fabric, a haunting tale that would be passed down through generations. But for Jordan, it was more than just a story, it was a chapter of his life, a journey that had led him to the heart of darkness and back, leaving him forever changed, standing in the silence of the grave. As our journey through the shadowy veil of whispers from beyond comes to a close, remember that some secrets linger, haunting the edges of our reality. Thank you for joining us on our scary stories. Until next time, keep listening for the whispers in the dark. May they be nothing more than the wind.